Hello, and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a daily meditation and prayer. Whatever time of day this message finds you, I pray it blesses you. So take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to this message. I'll be reading out of the Amplified Bible for deeper meaning and understanding.
The title of our message today is Fight for Your Faith, our passage taken out of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11. But as for you, O man of God, flee from all these things, aim at and pursue righteousness, right standing with God and true goodness, godliness, which is the loving fear of God and being Christ-like, faith, love, steadfastness, patience, and gentleness of heart. Well, Paul wrote this letter to encourage Timothy to pursue what's important and leave other things alone. And what are those other things? Well, he had just written about how pursuing worldly riches sometimes can lead to temptation and sin. So he encouraged Timothy to pursue spiritual riches, for they are eternal. Well, there have been plenty of things I've chased after to help us financially and support our family, but they've taken me away from God. For years, my relationship with him was stagnant because I'd put off the most important part of life, which was growing in the one who gave me life. I no longer want to put off growing in God, but seek to know him more. One of my constant prayers is that God will keep my heart soft toward him. Oh, this world tries to wrangle our soul in another direction, enticing it with its endless possibilities. Busyness is worn like a badge of honor, but the Lord desires our heart. He desires our worship, and he desires relationship with us. His word shows us how hard he tried to bend the Israelites' will to honor him so he could reside with them. And just as he desired their hearts, he desires ours. In verse 12, Paul goes on to say, fight the good fight of faith. Yes, we have to fight to stay connected to God. The enemy is always at work to thwart our ability to connect with our Maker. The deeper we understand this, the more aggressively we can stand up and fight against it. Let's cherish our right to have the Spirit of God living within us. Let's experience his presence and honor the gifts Jesus died to grant us, the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gift of eternal life in heaven. Now for our prayer. Oh Lord, thank you for making a way for your Holy Spirit to live within us. Father, help us draw closer to you. Put the desire in our hearts to read about your word and learn more about you. Teach us your ways, oh God. Turn our hearts to you and keep us seeking you. May we worship you and honor the gift you gave us through your Son. Bend our will to yours and help us be obedient to you, Lord. May we sit in your presence and be made whole by you. May your love flow in and through us as we move through this day. Help us bless someone today and thank you for hearing our prayer. And the whisper I hear from God is, I am with you today and for forever. Spend time with me. And my response, may we rest in your presence, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Downloads from God. Subscribe for all future episodes and feel free to share this podcast with others. You can also read the daily meditation and prayer and subscribe for a free 30-page meditation and prayer PDF file on my website, www.believinghim.com. Thank you.